are you?
Good, how are you doing?
Great. Hi, how's it going?
Good.
Good.
So, I want to start this one if I can.
Okay.
You've played Batgirl on the original animated series, and then you went on to Harley, which is one of my favorite characters. My niece absolutely loves her. I love you doing her voice. What was it like? What's it like to play, to go from one iconic character to another?
One day I put on my Twitter a picture of Harley and Batgirl, and I said, and you think you have an identity crisis? and they're both so meaningful to me and so fun, and they're both such extraordinary, strong female characters that I feel the levity of that. I feel how important it is to be these legacy DC characters. And if you asked me to pick a favorite, I couldn't.
Right.
Because Batgirl takes me back to this nostalgic, magical time where I'm sitting between Conroy and Hamill, like, pinching myself. And the show is beautiful. It holds up. With the digital remaster, it's even more beautiful. And I love that film noir look to it. And then at that time, I would watch Arlene and think, oh, my God, she's the most beautiful creature I've ever seen. And I loved her voice so much.
Yeah.
And then when they asked me to do the game, they said they wanted something different.
Right,
I was terrified because I recognize that people fall in love with their favorite voice actors, just like on my shows. And so they just wanted more highs and lows and craziness. And I said, oh, I hope people like what I've done. And thankfully, the fans seem to like it. And doing Harley is like therapy for me. Like, I just get to go in and scream and be crazy, and it's so much fun. I feel very lucky to have been able to play both.
There's one episode that you think encapsulates the show for you. What do you think of those?
Well, my favorite episode is Girls Night Out, and I think it's just this beautiful episode of women empowerment, but also the humanity of it. You know, we're running around saving the day, but then there's a scene where we have towels on our heads and we're giggling about boys or whatever it is. And I think it's so important to give young girls these strong female role models, and for me that episode really, really did that.
You voice several big DC characters, Batgirl, Harley, but you've also voiced a lot of the minor characters. Which of those lesser known characters are your favorite?
Huntress. I really love the Birds of Prey. The original song, I think, didn't make it to American television. It was a lot of phallic references. But you can see it on YouTube, and it's pretty great. I highly recommend Googling animated Birds of Prey with Tara Strong, Grey Delisle, Nika Futterman. It's just a beautiful little piece of animation.
You seem to have really dived into the kind of culture of your characters that you play. Were you aware of the DC characters before you got the voice, or was that something you learned after doing the
I was a big DC fan as a kid. My dad had a World War II museum, and he had the first edition of every comic, so I would read all of them. And then my sister was a big Wonder Woman collector, so I wanted my own thing. And very young, we would go to antique markets and different places, and I would search out Batgirl. So I was already a Batgirl fan to, A, be different from my sister, but I also really love the Batman iterations, as dark as they can be. Like, that's my favorite. I think there's room for all the other stuff, but the real dark, sort of deeper places that this series went was really special to me, and I love diving into that, especially being a fan.
Was there an element of that darkness that changes when you do Harley? Because it's more, you know, the voice, we've been talking to the actors where they were told not to do cartoony voices, but Harley's kind of an eccentric, out there character.
Yeah.
Where's that balance? Does it, like...
Well, I think she's eccentric, but she's also pretty dark.
Yeah.
I mean, the stuff that she puts up with is pretty intense. I do love now her growth, is that she is her own power, and she doesn't just, you know, back down to Joker. She has come into her own strength as a woman, and I think people find themselves in her a lot, where she can be really strong and kick-ass, but then she can do really dumb shit for a guy. Like, that's Harley, and I think that's what's endearing about her, is that human side to her. But I still think, even though she gets crazy and over the top, it's all from a pretty dark source. And I don't know, it's so interesting to play her because of those intricacies.
Did you take part in the documentary on the Blu-ray?
Yeah.
Did any memory pop up that you forgot about, or maybe something you didn't know about came up during the piece of it?
I'm trying to remember. Not really. I think it's pretty much a lot of the stuff that I talk about at cons. I can't remember everything, but it was really well produced. I'm excited to see it. I mean, they got everybody on it, you know?
What do you want?
I need you. And I want you. And I love you.
I know. I told them I was going to look really hot today.
What a liar, huh?
Yeah.